Today, we're going to be following up on what was read a little bit earlier. And in it, what Sevan read was from the Gospel of Matthew. And Jesus talks about some sheep. It's very interesting because a lot of the people he was talking to at that time were farmers, were people, shepherds. And so he used different what's called metaphors, in other words, ways of describing it to people. And sheep, of course, were a way that everybody understood. Now today, if Jesus came here, he would use different examples. So Jesus says very simply in what was read a few minutes ago, he said, if you had 100 sheep and you lost one of them, what would you do? You'd leave the 99 sheep and you'd go after the one of them. So let's think about it in our terms. What is the most important thing that we have in our lives, okay? Think about the most prized possession that you have, whether it's a toy or whether it's something that was given to you, a nice book or something like that. And what if you lost something? What if you lost your most favorite thing that you ever had, if you lost it? Wouldn't you go out there and you'd look for it? Wouldn't you at least search for it? At least you'd try, right? And sometimes if you've lost something, you go and try, but sometimes you can't find it. Sometimes it's just lost. Well, God is also talking about people here, not just sheep, not just toy. He's talking about people. And God, for us, people are the most important thing, the most important thing in His creation. And He loves us so much that He doesn't want to see any one of us ever, ever lost. Now what does that mean? That we're walking down the wrong street? Yeah. The street that we're talking about is not that it's Colorado Boulevard or Grand Oaks. It's talking about the streets of life. In other words, when we do bad things, when we don't take care of one another, when we don't help one another, when we don't love one another, we become lost people. And God wants each and every one of us to be part of it. This is what's really important as mission for our church, is to go after lost sheep, lost people. A lot of times we get excited when people come to the church. As much as we enjoy people here, the bigger challenge for any Christian community is the challenges that's outside, always getting the people in. And this takes resources. This takes for us to be committed to what the gospel says, not what we believe, not the way things have been done in the past, not the way our parents have done it or the way our diocese does it and so on, but to believe the word of the gospel in that it says, go out there and find the sheep, find the people. And this is a commission not just to me as the priest, not to the choir, not to the other priests, or to the parish council. It's for all of us. And how do we find those people? How do we go out there and find people? You can go over to people. How many of you ever tried to convince a friend to listen to you? Have you ever thought of something really good, and you want to go tell your friend about it, and then your friend just doesn't want to listen? Well, if you have something good as Christ has given us, we can go over there and we can go tell people about it, but some people don't want to listen to it, don't want to listen to the message that we have. So we have what's another kind of evangelical tool. In other words, a way of getting the word out. We have the Bible, we have our words, but we also have our works. And when people see your good works, as Jesus says, they will know that you are my children. If people see that you spread love to the world, they will know that you are Christians. Now in a few weeks we're going to have the 30-hour famine. And I'm so proud of our ACYO over here. You know, there's about 50, 60 kids in ACYO this year. You know, because people told us it couldn't be done. If you have to give ACYO basketball. If you don't give them basketball, they won't come. Well, look what's happened. We didn't give them basketball. We gave them the Word of God and we said, come over here. And now we're just growing constantly. And so what's happening now is that the ACYO has our youth group. If you don't know ACYO, it's our youth group. They want to do something for the world. On February 26th and 27th, there's going to be a worldwide 30-hour famine. And our kids are going to participate in it. 600,000 children throughout the United States will participate in this, and our kids too. They will be assembling here Saturday morning. They will sleep over here, and not one bit of food will go into their tummies. And so you know the first hour, the second hour, it's okay, but by noontime, you'd be smelling the hot dog coming from across the street, and you'd be smelling all the good things coming at night from over there, and the food aromas start coming over here, and you get more and more hungry. Why are we doing this? Because, as Jesus told us, by your good works people will know who you are. Well, by giving up food, that's not really good work. It is good work because the purpose. We're going to be raising money to help starving children throughout the world. Right now, every single night, there's 30,000 children who go to bed hungry and die. Every single night. You think that's an incredible number, of course, when you put it up against the entire world population. But we have a chance to do something. There's no more wasteful community than America. Have you ever gone to a restaurant and seen all of the food that they put out there? And if people don't eat it, you know what they do? They throw it away. And if somebody came and asked them for food, they wouldn't give it because they haven't paid. They'd rather trash it, put it into the trash. You know, we are a wasteful community, but we have it within our means. We have it all the time in our means to do something about it. And this 30-hour famine is an opportunity for all of us to come together and support world hunger. Today, our ACYO is going to be in charge of the coffee hour. Whatever they make today, they have some beautiful angels to sell to. Whatever they make, that's going to be going to world hunger and for these missions. Now, people have also said, how come you're not helping Armenia? You know what? I've said many times from over here, you can't, you know how horses go? They have those little blinders on because you can only go in one direction. Christian has to look all around. There's problems in the entire world. And when we start helping others, then people will recognize us and say, yes, they are Christ's children. They are children of God, and they have a message to be told. When we're looking for the one lost sheep, the lost people in the community, you can go out with words, you can go out with scripture, very strong tools, but also combine it with your works. And when people see the good works that you do, they will come and they will follow. They will want to be a part of the ministry. And so you have a big tool in your hand at Sunday school. We all have big tools in our hands. It's the life that we live, the exemplary life, following Christ in everything that He does and He teaches. And when we come together, you see that the work of the church gets done. And so I want you to leave today with these thoughts in your mind. Next week, we're going to do something very special. I'm going to invite you afterwards. You're not going to come in the morning. We're going to have you come toward the end, and I'll talk with your teachers later about it, because next week is Diarantaraj. It's the naming of the Lord. And we're going to give everybody candles in the church. So we're going to do that at the end next week. So next week, we'll have the sermon in a little different way, but go and think about these thoughts today about how we can bring people to church with words and, of course, by our actions, by being the best that we possibly can be as children, as priests, as people. God bless you, and we'll see you a little bit later.